This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum. My man Jimmy Cohen from Yinzers in the Strip, he just did this t-shirt that we just posted. We're going to have him on with this t-shirt in black and gold, Immaculate Holy Water, Pittsburgh. It's amazing. Defend the end zone. That poor priest, my man's probably been doing that for years. He threw some holy water in the end zone, kind of a thing. The other night, NBC had it, went viral. Everybody went nuts. I don't know the priest, but I hear he's a hell of a man. He's got media goombas from all over the world calling him. Oh. He's afraid. My man. There's this really cool video. He's in the end zone. And he's sprinkling holy water, which we've seen 1,000 times in our lives if you're a Pittsburgher and you're Catholic, as we all are, kind of. And you laugh at it or admire it, respect it, you might even do it. But Mike Tirico, who's a badass with NBC, saw it and went off on it and loved it. And here we are. And a couple of the guys here know this priest, supposedly a wonderful man. He's in hiding. He's in exile. Dear God, please make these reporters leave me alone. Oh. So now there's a t-shirt that my boy Jimmy Cohen, the Immaculate Holy Water. Beautiful. We're going to talk to him in a minute. Meantime, I admire and respect the men and women that put their asses on the line to run for and hold an office that kicks their ass. All they do is get crap. They get no pay. School board members come to mind. They just want to make a difference. County council members come to mind. They make a couple thousand. They get their ass kicked. And in particular, in the bubble zone, Lebo, where I live, and love, but you're surrounded by far left progressives, I'm told. I don't pay attention to them. I love it there. But back in the day, it was Republican. Now it's not. One of my boys, D. Raja, insanely successful businessman, ran for office, county executive, governor, you name it. He lost. Spent $7 million of his own money to get his ass kicked. He wanted it that bad to make a difference. Brilliant man. There was a fundraiser in our neighborhood to kick Raja to the curb. And at the fundraiser, in the front fundraiser, they said Raja has illegals in his basement that he's holding to work for him. Raja had Christmas lights cut and destroyed. Why? He's a Republican. That was it. He's a friggin' Republican. That hacks me off. Someone I've come to become good friends with, I love his fortitude. I love his passion. I love his family values. I love his conservative approach. I love his pragmatic thinking. Mike Imbrasia was a Republican county council member from Lebo. Big Mike, how are you, brother?
Hey, Marty, how you doing, brother?
Tell us why you want to make a difference. Why it was so important for you to hold that office.
You know, before I answer that, it kind of hit me just now that you don't think it was D. Raja that cut my lights this year, was it?
Come on, man.
Just to kind of pay it forward?
Please don't drag him into this. He's Republican like you.
I'm only kidding.
The idiots came after him like they came after you. The morons. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Right.
Go ahead.
You know, many of us, because there are many,
yeah,
Democrat and Republican, we throw our hat in the rings because we envision a county and a region, be it school board, be it your municipality, your,
yep,
borough,
yep,
or your county, in my case, where you just want to make it just a little bit better. You know, now there are some selfish actors that do it strictly on power. There could be some level of, you know, I want to move forward just to get my name in life and get my title. That's not me. That's clearly, you know, not a lot of people. You just want to throw your hat in the ring and you want to be able to provide a little bit more of a solution. Listen, the county is, 4,000 employees and a $2.4 billion with a B dollar budget. You'd think that you want to take a little bit of a business approach and apply some of those principles to it. And that's why I did it. And unfortunately, we were unsuccessful. Doesn't mean we're not going to be back again.
But
the state of play in politics today.
But they did cut Raja's lights. And they did say scandalous, disgusting, low-life, depraved things about him. And then you became a target because your Republican had success. How many times were your Christmas lights cut?
It's interesting. You know, I ran in 2023 for the 5th District seat in South Hills. Lost that one as well. It's a plus 14 blue district.
Yep.
And coincidentally, my lights were cut that year.
Jesus.
And I live, as you know, on an affluent street in Mount Lebanon, where there's a lot of diversity on our street. My lights were hacked up, about $1,000 worth of lights damage.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And,
come on,
and then, you know, you get by it for a year. And then this past year I run again and whammo, we get the lights cut again. So you'd want to not think that it's coincidence, but it's surely been premeditated.
Hey, Mike, be honest, man, because he is. You have had people say obnoxious, hateful things when they found out that you were you and you are Republican. Have you not, sir?
100%. I probably never shared this with you. When I ran in 23, I was walking from my voting station at Foster,
yeah,
Elementary with my daughter, who was five years old at the time. And she's wearing my campaign shirt, and this gentleman, buttoned up, I actually know who he is now.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually seen him in the neighborhood, and he's a professional.
Yeah.
Like, this is a man who is a professional. And he sees me, and he says, oh, look at the cute little girl, blah, 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 blah. She's like, will you vote for my daddy? Well, of course. And I reach out and says, hello, sir, Mike and Brazier. I'm running for county council. I'd love your vote. Oh, great. Are you on the Democratic ticket? I'm like, no, sir, I'm on the Republican ticket.
Yeah.
His face turned, and he started dropping the F word in front of my five-year-old daughter.
No.
I swear to God. I will never effing vote for you.
Come on.
You,
Mike,
and your party are effing scum. He's shouting across the playground of Foster Elementary.
Come on, Mike.
But I am not making this up.
Where are we? Venezuela? Again, what the hell is this?
But I also have to give you the caveat, Marty,
yeah,
as I've always done, in honesty with you and your viewers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not isolated to the Democratic side.
No.
There are nasty Republicans too.
That's true.
Like this goes both ways, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But it, you know, eventually, you know, you can get pissed off about it. But at the end of the day, you just kind of shake your head and say, this is probably some lowly CPA.
I'd like to choke
just sitting in miserable watching MSNBC all day, mad at the world.
Grow
and
up. Do you have it on camera? Do you have cameras?
Yeah, we have cameras. Of course we have cameras. And we're about to have a whole heck of a lot more here shortly. So
okay. Hey, what's your wife think? Does she want you to stay out of this crap because of these idiots?
She does.
Yeah, she does.
She definitely does.
Yeah, mine
and
would too.
She definitely does, and you know, here it begs the question, especially after the last election and how it evolved. You know, our system pushes out good qualified people
that
are in it for the right reason.
It's rigged.
You have to be the loud voice. You have to be the nasty voice. You have to say the mean, nasty thing.
Well, you have to be a Democrat in Allegheny County or you're screwed. You cannot win.
Sure. That's the way it, that's the way it goes. You know, just last week I was meeting with, and he's probably listening today because he's an avid listener with Sarah's chief of staff, Grant Gitlin, who is a friend and a damn good guy.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking about this very thing, because they're not immune to it either.
No, of course not.
You know, and I think we all want to, you know, we can't avoid the national media, and I'm sure that you confront that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you just referenced it in Venezuela. We have issues going on in our backyard that will require a lot of collaboration. Corey's finally in.
Yep, love it.
But make no mistake, the guy doesn't have a golden wand. He's a good guy and he's a friend.
Right on.
You're going to need a lot of help and a lot of collaboration from all sides.
Right on. My man, I love you. I'll help you in any way, man. I'm a believer. You get it. You're compassionate, pragmatic. You do it for the right reasons. So, whatever you decide.
We need more of that, bro.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, I saw pics of you and your family at that restaurant, F&F.
Oh, yeah.
Is the buzz worth the buzz? I'm saying kind of, sort of, I'm hearing. Come on,
so,
be honest, Mike.
Yeah, I will be. The service was something to be desired.
Okay.
You could tell they're trying to get their, you know, they're trying to work that out.
Yeah.
I'm a Pizzola guy. I'm a Molinaro guy through and through.
Same.
And my wife and I ended up going there for dinner last Friday, and it was like, yes. It was like, this is back to normal. I want to see F&F thrive. I want to see them do good.
Same.
They need to button it up a little bit.
This is a pizza joint. A couple guys from New York, famous. They brought in some silly water and all this stuff. And you got to book it out like a month in advance. And so there's a buzz, and I saw Mike and his gorgeous family there, and I had to get the review.
Yeah, well, actually, Marty, that photo you saw started with my wife and I going on a date, and then we saw two more people come in, and like, yeah, go ahead and grab a table, grab, you know, let's shack up here, and then four more people. So that quiet date turned into eight people.
See, I have no friends, so it doesn't matter. That doesn't happen to me, Mike.
Well, that's okay. I'll let you know when I'm there. But yes, I do hope F&F tightens it up a bit. They got to work on their service. I tell you what, though, for your viewers. Google Frankie's 457 olive oil, that Calabrian chili oil.
Yeah.
If you put it on my shoe, I'd eat it. It's so good.
I heard it's special. My man, thanks,
man.
Brother.
But I'm an ill pits guy.
All right,
sorry.
Man. Peace. See ya. Thank you.
Take care.
Fight the fight. I love him. But think about it. Every time he runs for office, some jagoff cuts his Christmas lights. Grow the F up. Grow up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was telling my son, who's only 15, that about what happened to Mike and his Christmas lights. And I was telling my son that these grown-ass men, because I've seen it, getting their damn trucks, and they drive around like the jagoffs they are, and they pull campaign signs and throw them away like seventh graders. It's all illegal. It's all crap. It's all scumbag, cockroach kind of stuff. It's just, and the light stuff. My man Mike, I mean, brilliant guy with a really successful robotics firm, changing the world, quite frankly. Great family, great representative of the community, blah, blah, blah. And all he wants to do is make a living and make a difference and run for office. And somehow some grown man, this isn't kids, sorry. Some grown man says, oh, I'm going to cut that son of a bitch's lights again. Okay, good plan. I don't understand. I just don't compute that. There's no logic to it. D. Raja, honestly, insane leader. When we had our startup, which he helped to fund, I was in his house with Patrick, I don't know, four nights a week. Amazing man. Brilliant man. His software company is insanely cool. Employs hundreds, has created at least and owns at least 10 businesses. Amazing leader, charismatic, charming, pragmatic, kind. Spent $7 million of his own money. You know why he couldn't get elected? Number one, his accent, because you folks are racist. And he's Indian, and you hate him because he's Indian. It's a fact that they had research. They had polling that showed that. Oh, he's Indian. I ain't voting for him. Number two, he's a Republican. So he had horrible things said about him, that he had illegals in his basement. He had horrible things done, vandalism to his house. Guess what he did? He fought and fought and fought, ran for county executive. He was commissioner in Mount Lebanon, which is where he started, but ran for governor. I don't remember. The state gave him $1 million. The Republican Party thought he could win. Got crushed. Couldn't win. Accent and party. $7 million of his own money. He's done. So you wonder why there are no great leaders out there. I don't. I just gave you two examples, Mike and Raja. They had enough of the crap. I don't know how it ends. I was hoping, because Patrick mentioned it's actually smart, does he have these idiots on video cutting his lights? Obviously, his cameras don't reach that area. And so he's installing new cameras. I would do backflips to have those idiots cut on camera and have them penalized, fined, cited, publicly shamed, whatever. Until we can establish a pathway for great women and men who are leaders to lead without fear, they won't do it, man. Why would you? Why would you get threatened, abused, vandalized, screamed at, because you want to be a public servant? I don't know. Thus, you have guys like Mike Abrasia and Raja saying, to hell with it. I'll just stay over here and be a millionaire, create wealth for myself and my family and friends. It's a great loss. And they're just two examples. And it's despicable and it's vile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? Man. Crazy times. Steeler game. The whole town's buzzing. If they lose, we go back to square one. What's fascinating to me is you go from Tomlin sucks following the Cleveland game, which I felt too. And then after this week's game, Tomlin's a genius. If they win this week, put him in the Hall of Fame. If they lose, he's a bum. You know what, though, man? You can call me whatever the hell you want for $15 million a year. You know what I'm saying? What I don't like is this Willie Parker guy. Willie Parker, not the running back. The Pittsburgh I don't know, advocate, whatever you want to call him. I don't think it's cool to park yourself in front of Tomlin's house and scream and yell. I think it's tacky, man. And he was. He did it for 2 days. Cops are out there. I think a guy's privacy is a guy's privacy. And I think, you know, the coach of the Lions, same thing happened. They lost a couple games and people found out where he lived. Man, they went to his house. They were threatening him. They were throwing stuff at his house. He had to move. Come on, what the hell's wrong with us? Well, he had to move. Jagoffs. Man. But regarding the game, the buzz. Woo! And this moment in time captured with this priest in the end zone. As I mentioned yesterday, my grandmother, Delia Griffin, and my Aunt Maggie Griffin, who was an Irish Catholic nun. 'Tis a fine day, lad. Two things they always had. Rosary beads and holy water. They threw that holy water on everything, everywhere. Yeah, bless the supper. Where the wonderful Lord has given us this roast beef. Saw it, lived it. In the car, my Aunt Maggie the nun, 'tis a fine car driving on the beautiful roads in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the Lord has blessed holy water. And you remember that bowl of it in the church as you entered? Everybody was lopping it up. I'm not disrespecting the process. I'm just pointing that it was ubiquitous. So this priest in the end zone, Sunday night, NBC captures it. Mike Tirico mentions it. Boom, viral. You know, also noticed it? My boy, Jimmy Cohn. What's up, brother?
How are you, my friend?
You got to love this about Pittsburgh.
Hey, listen, I grew up in Lawrenceville. I went to St. Karen's, and you're right. Holy water is, you know, it's magic. It heals. It's amazing.
But, Jimmy, did you see it Sunday night? Were you watching it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we grew up here, so you know this. This has been happening since we were kids.
Oh. I went to Ireland for the Steeler, game.
Yeah.
And I went into a church there. I mean, they have 55-gallon drums of holy water there.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You walk in there, and they're big silver mountains of water.
Wow. So, Jimmy, when did your mind say, I can make something out of this? When?
Well, you know, we're always trying to think of things that we can do for our customers and do, you know, something that would be, you know, exciting for our customers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always trying to think of different ways of making T-shirts that people can relate to it.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you make this one? And describe it for us. I posted it on social.
You know, it's a picture of, you know, a priest.
Yep.
Putting holy water on the field.
Yes.
And you know, it's a good luck thing, you know.
Yeah.
We're you know, like I said, you never know the power of the Lord, you know.
Yeah. Divine intervention, Jimmy.
Absolutely. And you know, the priest that did this, he wasn't the guy that was supposed to be doing it.
What?
Yeah.
He was a fill-in.
Oh, yeah.
He was off the bench.
He was a fill-in. And how about this? Father Maximilian Maxwell.
Yeah.
Was his name. And, you know, it's a long-standing tradition with the Steelers that they do put holy water, and they basically do it so that the players don't get hurt.
Wow. So how did he end up being the backup, and how did he get called in?
So they typically have a priest from the Benedictine community out in Grove City, or not in Grove City, in St. Vincent's.
Yeah.
And he, you know, that particular priest couldn't do it that day. So I think he brought the magic holy water.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And who's doing it this weekend, you know?
You know what? I would venture to say, I mean, you know, tradition-wise, I mean, I'd probably try and find to get the same guy. Call Maximilian up.
Jimmy.
Father Maximilian, and get him over there to make sure that we get a little bit added
love.
Luck.
It says a fine shirt, Jimmy. Yep. It says Immaculate Holy Water, great graphic, Pittsburgh. Wow, that's cool. Defend the end zone. Where can folks get it, man?
Don at Yinzer's in the Strip District.
Don,
we have three locations down there.
Don at Yinzer's down the Strip.
Down there in the Strip, and that.
Jimmy, you're
we
the
always
man.
Say, don't be a jag-off, Shop at Yinzer's.
Don't be a jag-off, Jimmy. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
When I was young, and all of us were altar boys at Sacred Heart, and we were trained to be very disciplined, right? But we were teenage boys. I'm not going to say who did it. I'm not going to say when we did it. I'm not going to say how it happened. But two things were blessed. The wine. No, three. The hosts, right? The hosts. The Lord. The bread they put in your mouth. The little disc of love. Three things. And the holy water. Now, I'm not going to say who did it, but there were altar boys that ate the host before they were blessed. Number two, there were altar boys that washed it down with one of two things, holy water or wine. Oh, we were all kind of sort of on the edge of being juvenile delinquents. And the good father would keep us in line sometimes. But boys, altar boys, now they're altar girls, which is better, can be mischievous, and we were. We would go into the rectory where they lived and sneak around the church and sometimes got busted and sometimes didn't. Let me say this about the Roonies. I love what the hell they represent in this town. I love the tradition. I love the spirituality. I love the commitment to Pittsburgh. I love the symbolic gesture. And I love the fact that they don't change unless they have to. Working for them. And I hope for this town, just one win. Just one. Monday night. Let's all bring holy water and just dump it on each other. Great stuff. Don Yinzer's in the Strip. on. I love altar boy stories, Patrick. Oh, after all, we were teenage boys. Come on, man. My man, Matt. Patrick, listen to this. As an altar boy, I used to fill up the holy water cruets. You know those big things that hold up? They're like a little crystal vase that you hand to the priest and he pours the wine and the water together during the service.
Yeah, like a decanter.
Yeah, a decanter. Sometimes they have Italian dressing in them. So my man Matt, he would fill up the holy water cruets from the bathroom sink. Oh, instead of the holy water keg thing in the late 80s. Hell yeah. We were boys, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, man, it was different. It was different. There was a lot of camaraderie. We were all friends. We all went to Catholic school. We all went to Sacred Heart Elementary. You know, you had to be an altar boy. You had no choice. I didn't. I didn't like serving Mass. I'm just being honest. I thought it was boring. Took all day. I'm not disrespecting the faith or any of that. But those funerals, man. Oh, the Stations of the Cross. Oh, they get that incense, make you sick. You know, it was wild. If you served a funeral, you'd get a tip. Or a wedding, you'd get a tip. Someone would have to have the wherewithal, and most Catholics in that day were generous enough, they don't know anything anymore, they just don't. If they had someone buried and you conducted the service and you had altar boys, you'd slide them like 10 bucks each. Same with weddings, you might get 20. I loved it until I didn't. And I didn't when I became an adult, without tarnishing this cute little story. I was probably 50 when Alan Pear, probably the best lawyer in America, God bless him, in terms of taking on cases of men abused in the church, brought one of my grade school friends in here to the studio who had been abused by the pastor at Sacred Heart where I was serving Mass. And since that time, either before or after, a half a dozen of my friends that I served Mass with either killed themselves or overdosed. They were abused by that priest. Not suggesting all Catholics are bad. Not suggesting faith is a bad thing. Not suggesting that a lot of young boys didn't get stuff out of being altar boys. I learned discipline. There was a Mass in the summer, you'd be off school and there was a 6:30 Mass. It was dark. And I'd have to ride my bike to church. It was about 2 miles. Get up in the dark and go, or my dad would kick my ass. So I learned that. But there was a sadness to it. That being said, a lot of us altar boys who have not known the dark side of that at that point in our lives loved it. The camaraderie, the experience, the fun we had, and kind of the mischievous acts that some of us got into. Right? Regarding the holy water in the Steelers game, hell yeah. I love tradition, man. I love that people believe that stuff. I love that it's part of the play. And I love that it's unique to Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? It's what makes this not L.A., New York, Dallas. You know what I mean? It's why so many of us, if you saw the videos when they won, people went berserk. It's that emotional connection, our DNA to that football team. I went nuts. I couldn't sleep for 2.5 hours after that game. fell asleep about 2:30 in the morning. Do your own math. So God bless that priest. That's cool. I'm told he's afraid to go on the air now. So many people are calling him. Ha! My man went viral. He's like, what? What's that? I don't have the flu. I ain't viral. Great stuff, Steelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.